Welcome to the Palace of the Core podcast. My name is Stephen. Thank you for joining me as you always do. Today, I'm going to be talking about the latest developments at the club. And obviously, we had a friendly against Walsall, which seemed to go really well. Apparently, we did play really well. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see the game. But listening to the commentary and also listening to things on social media, it was a game that we were fairly comfortable in. Obviously, I know it's against Walsall. And we are supposed to be a Premier League club, but it's all about building the grounds, building the groundwork for the new team. And it looks like we're doing well. We are in the transfer market. We bought Mark Guehi. I'm going to have trouble with that surname, aren't I? We bought Mark Guehi from Chelsea for around £18 million. That's a good bit of business. He's a good defender. He's the under 17 World Cup winner, I think he was. And so he's going to be a good person to have at the back. We've re-signed Joe Ward for another year's contract, which is okay. I mean, I'm a little bit unsure about Wardy at the moment, but hopefully he'll prove me wrong and he'll have a good season. Looks though that Gary Cahill has rejected the offer of an extension to his contract to Crystal Palace. So where that's going to go, I'm not too sure. Whether he'll move on to another club or whether he's considering retirement, I don't know. But it looks like that he has rejected the call for a renewed contract at Palace. And one of the people who have left, well, Wayne Hennessy has obviously left the club, and also Andros Townsend, who has joined Everton. I'm a bit disappointed by that. I think that he was one of our better players last season. I know he didn't have a fantastic season, as nobody did really, apart from perhaps Mitchell had one of the best performances during the season, and Goita, of course. But I'm a bit saddened to lose Townsend. I think he was a really hard working player. He was a fantastic crosser of the ball, and I think if you've got Benteke hitting form again and you get somebody up front who can get on the end of crosses, I think he would have been a really good foil for those type of chances. But you know, he's gone to Everton, and obviously personally I hope he does really well there, and I wish him all the best. Hopefully he won't score against us during the season, but I do hope that he has a good time at Everton and that he has a very good season there, because I think he deserves to have some good end to his career. I mean, he's 30 years old now, so he's not that old in terms of how long players go for now, but I'm sure that he will have a great time at Everton, and you're getting a good player there, definitely. Also, there's talk about Patrick Vieira. Apparently, he is, he's been taking training for a while now. Apparently, he's been doing really well, and the players seem to be responding well to him. Apparently, he is second favourite to be the first manager to lose his job next season, so that doesn't bode well. But then I guess, you know, he hasn't got a lot of experience in terms of other managers, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be bad. I think that we need to give him a chance. Hopefully he will be able to put things in the right place. I know that he, from what I've been reading in the newspapers and things like this, his ethic seems to be good. He wants us to keep the ball more, he wants us to get the ball forward quicker and create chances, which is of course what everybody wants to happen. So with those things happening, with the players he's brought in like Guemi, and also he's had some young players in the side against Walsall. So if he continues to go down the route of bringing younger players in as well, I think we're going to have a lot better season than certainly I thought we were going to have at the end of last season. Things didn't happen for a very long time, and I know that we did have trouble getting hold of a new manager, ended up getting Vieira, but I think that might not necessarily be a bad thing. You know, I think this could easily be one of the best decisions that's happened at the club, and I think that we need to give him the opportunities that other managers would have. It's not going to happen overnight. This isn't one of those things that's going to just click first day and we're going to be mid-table or top of the table. It's going to take a while, I think, to get players in who are going to play well for us in the positions that we need them, and to get them playing together as a club and get them playing well together. It's going to take a little bit of time, and hopefully it won't take too long for us to be in the bad position next season. But I think, you know, if you're looking forward, I mean, as Steve Parrish, for example, if you've had so much trouble signing a new manager, as Crystal Palace had this season, would you really be, as some people are saying, that he'll get sacked after a few games, would you really be doing that? I mean, if you sack Vieira, he's one of the few managers that's actually stayed around and signed for the club. Others just walked away. So, you know, where would he go from there? If he gets rid of Vieira, if we have a bad run of games at the start of the season and he sacks Vieira, where do we go? Even fewer managers are going to want us in that situation. So I think it's going to be a case of we're going to need to stick with Vieira and hope that he can steer us at least get a survival next season, because I think that would be a good season for us if we can get survival. I know a lot of people are thinking that we're going to be pushing for Premiership, FA Cup, all that kind of stuff. I don't think that's going to happen next season. I'd love it to, but I think it's going to take time for us to really bed these players in and to get in other players and get us playing the way that Vieira wants us to play. So it's going to take a little bit of time, but let's get behind him. I think that's the important thing. We need to get behind him and we need to show him just how loyal Palace fans can be and how responsive we can be to some good work, because there is some good work going on. You know, the ethic that he's got is absolutely spot on. You know, he wants us to keep the ball better. That's absolutely spot on. We haven't been doing that as well as we should have been doing last season, certainly. So it's looking positive, and if he can get us doing that, then that'd be good. He's brought in one of the best youth team coaches to bring players through. He's brought in one of the best in the world to do that, and obviously he's second in command, shall we say. He's also a very good coach as well, so he's getting in some good staff at the back as well to support him and to support the team and also support the young players coming through, which is what we're going to need. We're going to be relying on transitions from youth team into Premiership first team, and I think that's going to be key to maintaining our presence in the Premiership. Obviously we're going to buy as well, we're going to need to buy, but we also need to have that youth team transition going through into the first team, which we've had before, and certainly Tyrone Mitchell is an indication that we have got some amazingly talented players there. And so I think that will be our way through to do things like that, and hopefully that's going to be the way that we're going to be moving forward in the future. I'm not sure if we've seen the end of the signings yet. I think we do have some money left over. I think we've still got a bit of money left. Doesn't look like Zaha is going to be leaving this summer, and that for me I think is an indication of how he feels things are going in the club, because I think if Vieira had come in and hadn't had this impact on the team, I think he might have been pushing a bit harder to leave. But he seems to have settled down again this season, and there haven't been those stories about him being linked to clubs or wanting to get away. So maybe he sees something in Vieira and in the way he's doing things that could be positive. So hopefully that's the case. But certainly I haven't heard anything about him going anywhere, so that'll be another benefit for us, definitely. And it looks like we're still being linked to players around the world. I mean, it always happens, of course. Every club is linked with players around the world at this time of the season. But the fact that we are still being mentioned, and the fact that things are still in the limelight in terms of potential replacements, it's certainly a good thing anyway. And that's about it for this episode. Just an update on how things are going. I hope that you are ready, willing and able to get back to the ground for the first game of the season, and that we're going to have a full capacity crowd there on the first game to welcome the new players out and the youth team players, who I'm sure are going to play a part this season. Thank you for joining me. I hope that you're having a good time. I have set up a Buy Me A Coffee page, which is linked to this podcast. So if you fancy buying me a coffee, I haven't set up Patreon because I think that's just not fair, asking people to pay money all the time. But if you fancy just giving me a tip to buy me a coffee or something like that to support me and the show, that would be fantastic. I would love that. And also, if you are a fan of the show, please leave a review wherever you have this podcast playing. And don't forget to follow me on social media, on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you for joining me, and see you later. Bye-bye.